Welcome to the HR Like a Boss podcast. Join John Bernatovich as he embarks on a journey to get to know amazingly awesome HR and business professionals to understand what it takes to do HR like a boss. Each week, John chats with professionals with a wealth of knowledge and practical experience to help you tackle HR's biggest challenges. If you enjoy the show, don't forget to subscribe, hit the 5-star rating, and share it with your HR friends. John is a father, husband, competitive golfer, author of HR Like a Boss, and founder of Willery, a professional services firm dedicated to HR and payroll technology and people. He is devoted to transforming the workplace by empowering the HR and payroll communities to navigate their ever-evolving business landscape with ownership and passion. You're listening to the HR Like a Boss podcast, hosted by John Bernatovich.
Welcome back again to the HR Like a Boss podcast. I'm your host, John Bernatovich. Super excited to be joined by Kathy McCarthy. Kathy is a friend of a friend. She was recommended to me to be on this show and to add to my professional network. Super excited to have you on the show. Kathy, welcome to the HR Like a Boss podcast.
Thank you.
All right. So Kathy, for those that are not fortunate enough like myself to know you, can you tell our HR Like a Boss community a little bit about yourself, what you're into these days, and your passion for human resources?
Absolutely. I am a human resources executive with over 25 years of experience in various industries. My current role is vice president of people. I recently joined EnviroServe, which is a company across the U.S. I am passionate about finding top talent, developing that talent, ensuring that we retain the talent, and making sure that we have succession plans in place. It's about growing the business, but it's really about the people. It starts with the people and ends with the people.
Love it. Cool. So I'm sure you probably have a little prelude into our very first question I ask all candidates. How would you describe the purpose of human resources? And I know you teased it a little bit there, but tell me what you think.
Yeah, truly, again, it is the people aspect of it. So it's really aligning all of the aspects of human resources and people with the business. There are businesses that, you know, are growing, businesses that are sort of maintaining where they're at. So what are their strategies and how do you take each and every aspect of human resources and really tie it in from a strategic standpoint, and then being able to trickle that down into a tactical action items and implementation of those action items.
So we set the strategy, we develop that at a very high level, and then we make sure we have people that can execute on that. I'm sure you're doing that a lot within your new role and making sure the strategy is set from an HR perspective, and then ensuring that your team and managers and all folks that are delivering HR are doing that in an amazingly awesome way. Speaking of that, I know you have some experience, Kathy, in particular around helping HR organizations and departments support their business, as you mentioned before, on doing what you're calling acquisition work, evaluating companies as a potential acquisition partner, or even working on a greenfield business. Tell me a little bit about that experience and suggestions you have for our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had pretty extensive experience with acquiring companies and then integrating those companies into the organization. Every company out there is very unique. You go through your due diligence process with all of your tactical items, right? Benefits and policies and all those things. But it's really, I think it starts with culture. Culture is going to be able to allow you to be successful in acquiring and integrating the companies. It's a continuous process, and you have to have a real focus on that. And that just, you know, culture is who the people are. Culture is the norms a lot more than even just the policies. Yes, we have to be legally compliant and all of that, but it's really about being able to clearly identify where they're at as a company, where you're at as a company, and how you're going to bring that together. You know, from my perspective, the team members that are needed to be able to make that happen, they obviously have to have very high skill level to be able to do that, very robust skills. So a jack of all trades, if you will. But they have to be someone who is very, how can we get this done, optimistic, very proactive. In asking questions that and not assuming to make sure that you're truly understanding what's most important. it takes time, it takes a lot of time and effort. And if you have the right team in place, you can really make it happen. And then your people and the people that you're acquiring are coming together to make a new culture. And you have to be really aware of what does that mean? What does that look like?
I love that we talked about making an acquisition. We didn't talk about a profit and loss statement or any assets or liabilities that were there. We talked about the culture and the integration. That's what ends up, you bring together our groups of people and processes from multiple businesses and try to align those into one common organization. So I love that. That was great, Kathy. Appreciate the insight. Now, as a part of that, we talk about culture and the importance of acquiring the right talent. There's a topic I know that's near and dear to your heart, to making sure we're not overlooking great candidates and that we're doing our best to find the right role for the candidates that we're bringing into our organization. What kind of tips and suggestions do you have for our listeners in regards to ways that we can ensure that happens?
You know, it's interesting, being someone who was recently out of a job, looking for that next fit, it allowed me to really look at both sides of the equation as a candidate, again, and as obviously a recruiter. So, you know, from the recruitment standpoint, internally, I expect my team and my recruiters to be real business partners with their hiring managers. You know, understanding where we're going as a company, what our vision is, what's going to grow the company, what's going to keep the company driving forward, and boiling that down to truly accurate job descriptions and accurate job postings. You know, not being afraid to challenge back to a hiring manager the requirements, if you will, that they are needing for a job. Making sure that we're able to identify not just the technical skills necessary, but truly the behavioral and soft skills, because those behavioral and soft skills are really where the secret sauce is, I think. And being able to look at a resume as a recruiter and see, okay, are these skills transferable to the role that we have? And I know how busy recruiters are, but taking that extra moment, and when you think you're done with a resume, look at it one more time. And are we really finding those skills? You can't teach all of the soft skills and the behavioral skills, the habits that are going to come with a candidate, but you can train on many, many technical aspects of a job. So really focusing there, I think, is important to be successful. And then that will just set the tone as you do onboard somebody into your organization and have that culture fit that I talked about. Now, as a candidate, I do want to just touch on that. Know that the recruiters are so busy. So if you're a candidate out there, whether you're in human resources or somewhere else, please make sure that you don't hesitate to follow up if the proper timing has gone by and you haven't heard. You know, our recruiters have to be super organized. They have to have really good habits to follow up, make sure that once they've identified candidates or putting them through the process, that we're doing so very efficiently. And we're educating our managers along the way to do the same thing. But as a candidate, you can do your part of the job. Don't hesitate to be out there on LinkedIn if you're having a hard time finding the right fit. You read those job descriptions. You look what the posting says. Really be thoughtful about what allows you to be happy in a role. What makes you tick, who you really are. So I think those are some pretty key takeaways that I know that fit into a role is absolutely critical. That's what's going to, you know, bring somebody on board and then maintain that person on board. So they can have a long, healthy career with the company they join.
I love the importance of those soft skills, the importance of the idea behind culture. And I'm big on expectation management, especially in job descriptions. So let's not overwhelm candidates with 15 different responsibilities they have. Let's get those three most important things you expect them to do every single day, what the measurement is of those, so that when they are onboarded and are part of that manager's new team, that we can be clear on what makes a successful day, week, month in that job. So appreciate that, Kathy. I'm going to take a quick pause. Once I'm done with our shameless plug, we're going to talk about the importance of leadership development and making sure we're doing proper succession planning. But I can't do the HR Like a Boss podcast without plugging the book. HR Like a Boss comes out October 24th. Make sure that you got that copy in your library. You also have the opportunity to join the HR Like a Boss community, which is a complement to the book, which provides 6 SHRM recertification credits, a chance to get access to thought leaders unlike any other platform. And there's all kinds of tools and resources. We have a HR Like a Boss playbook. We have an HR Like a Boss scorecard. We have an ownership mindset guide. You got certifications that you get inside of it. So you can get an HR Like a Boss certification you can put on your LinkedIn profile. And also, last but not least, there's a space for collaboration inside of the platform we developed. So it's more than just a book, more than just a podcast. It's a way of doing business. And I would be remiss if I did not mention our podcast host slash sponsor, which is Willery. Willery is a staffing and consulting firm focused in supporting and serving the HR and payroll communities. So if you're struggling to find talent within your HR and payroll team, please make sure to visit willery.com. Or if you're having a challenge and not getting a return on your investment from your HR technology, we've got a great team of consultants that have a high degree of expertise and skill and also have that white glove service that maybe you aren't getting from your service provider to make sure that you're getting all that you need from your HR tech. All right, enough with the shameless plugs for Willery and HR Like a Boss, the book and the community. Let's get back to Kathy's wisdom and all the cool things she has to share. I know one of the most important parts, at least to me, one of the great places for an organization's HR function to partner with is with the leadership team, with executives, with managers. They're our conduit. They're our bridge between the things we're trying to implement and the way that we make employees feel, which is really, really important. How would you recommend supporting leadership development and also the importance of succession planning inside of a business?
Sure. And I think you hit it. It really does start from the top down. You hear that all the time. And of course, in my role, it's critical that I am part of that executive team. And we're able to identify what are the values in our organization. You know, we know what we're trying to achieve as an organization from a financial perspective. But how are we going to go achieve that? So it's about identifying what we believe are the most important key competencies or core competencies that a leader should have, and making sure it goes right back to that recruitment we just talked about, that you have that defined based on what that means in your organization, what it looks like in your organization. When you have those core competencies identified and you're able to define them and have a common understanding of that, and then you're able to measure that through objective means, most of the time you're able to do that for sure, then you know what it takes to be a leader. And so our leadership teams need continuous development. Not again, back to the technical side, the laws are changing and things you have to keep up with, but the practical side of it, our lives as individuals are changing. And so as a leader, you need to be really attuned to what your team members need from you as a leader. So when we talk about leadership skills, you know, many times people think they want to be a leader of people, and they just don't really understand what that means. And so, you know, you have to be able to put your team members first in a lot of ways and be able to listen to them and be able to meet their needs. Because one of the things I get most satisfied with personally is success through others. So it's my job and responsibility to make sure that we're always looking at not only who our leadership team is today and continuing to help them develop, but who do we need to put in place in the future? So when you have those competencies, you're able to share that with employees and team members and ask people, what do you want to do with your life? Do you know? So being able to have our leaders know how to coach a person, an employee, and allow them to create their own career path. It's my job to help the team make sure that they have opportunities to do that. That doesn't mean you necessarily have to be promoted immediately, but if you're showing potential in some of those core competencies by going above and beyond, then what we can do is provide those opportunities. Perhaps it's all working on projects to better understand people that you normally wouldn't work with so that you can practice all those competencies. Perhaps there is some formal education too that we need to put in place for certain people because we know that we want to be able to help them achieve a particular career path. I'm a firm believer that if we have the right people in place from a leadership perspective that are going to truly lead in a way that you're going to retain your employees, you're going to be the most successful. We could be all making widgets or providing whatever service, but if it's not the right team together working in the same direction, then we're going to have a real difficult time there. So, you know, I've approached it from being able to take this on an annual basis and say, okay, with my leadership team and my extended leadership team, let's talk about the people that are under you and in your group. Who's expressed interest in leading one day? So those could be our high potential people potentially. What do we need to be doing to help them have a written career development plan and have action items on how we're going to start to bridge that gap so that when the next opportunity comes up, they're ready to move into it. So there's a lot of technology out there. Once you sort of understand your framework and your regular cadence on how you're going to be talking about your team members, you could do it in an Excel spreadsheet to keep organized. You can use your human resources information system to identify key positions and what those competencies look like and allow employees to just see what those roles are out there even, if you want to take it to that extent. So I guess my advice here would be start small and start to build. Make sure you have your processes in place too before you start using some of that technology. But once you get there, it becomes a lot more efficient and you're able to reach a much broader audience within your organization to help them develop.
Yeah, awesome. Lots of great insights there, Kathy, for sure. I'm going to get you out of here on the show with the last question I ask all guests. The book is called HR Like a Boss. The community we developed is HR Like a Boss. You're on the HR Like a Boss podcast. So it's only appropriate for us to ask you, how would you describe someone that does HR like a boss?
I think it starts with that leader having a vision and having the ability to communicate that vision in a way that's inspirational and in a way that allows the people to understand how they are part of that vision. So it's taking it again from that strategic level and really tying it right into the what we do and the why we do it, the way we do it. And the leader will do that by listening to their team to understand. They'll do it by being their authentic self. They'll also do that through modeling the way or walking the talk, right? Having your team's back so that they know that no matter what's going on, you're going to be there with them and making sure that they are successful. And I think with that, all of that foundational approach equals trust. And when you don't have trust, you don't have success.
Yeah, totally agree, 100%. Great job, Kathy. Appreciate you being on the show. I'm going to do a quick recap of some of the points that you made that were of great interest. Certainly there as an HR leader and doing HR like a boss and its purpose is to grow the business while making sure that our people are first and foremost. Also, you made a great suggestion on when you evaluate an organization for a potential acquisition, just don't look at their profit and loss and their balance sheet. Check out their culture and the people that make up what that organization is, because that's who you're buying as much as you're buying those physical assets. The importance of having accurate job descriptions that tell the story of the job and appropriately and accurately describe what it is they're going to do every day. The importance you mentioned, that's something you learned as a recent candidate, is to be proactive as a candidate and reach out to your hiring managers and your recruiters, because sometimes their plates are pretty full, and having empathy for them. Making sure that we as leaders are always putting our team members first and having success through others. I really appreciated when you said that. And last but not least, for someone doing HR like a boss, let's make sure we have an inspirational vision of where we're trying to take our organization by doing amazingly awesome HR. Kathy, great job. I really enjoyed having you on the show, and I wish you nothing but the best in your new position.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for checking out the HR Like a Boss podcast. If you've enjoyed today's conversation, you're in for a treat with the book, HR Like a Boss. It's filled with more stories and valuable insights that can truly impact your HR career. The journey doesn't end here. Visit www.hrlikeaboss.com to join the largest community of amazingly awesome human resources professionals who are committed to doing HR like a boss. Stay connected with us on social media, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button, rate, and review. Your feedback helps us deliver content that matters to you. Reach out to join directly at john@willery.com. Until next time, let's continue to aspire to do amazingly awesome HR.